Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. Got a fun e-mom today. And it's also a bit of a choose-your-own-adventure. You can make it as nasty as you want or as moderate as you want. It's really the ball's in your court. But here's what we have. E-mom, if you're unfamiliar with what that means, it stands for every minute on the minute. And all that really means is that we assign a task to each minute. And you warm up, obviously, you get ready to hit the workout, you look at the clock, you do whatever the assigned task is for that minute. When the next minute begins, you begin the next assigned task, and so on and so forth. You just mark down how it went for you. So today, we have a 20-minute EMOM. Minute number one is you're doing as many power clean and jerks as you can. Minute number two, as many toes to bar as you can. Minute number three, as many calories on the air bike as you can. Minute four, rest. Minute five, rest. So since it's a 20-minute EMOM, you're going to go through this thing four times over the course of 20 minutes. So if you think about it, there is some hidden nastiness in here. Hidden in this 20-minute EMOM is basically four 3-minute workouts. And that's a dirty time domain, right? Shorter time domain, higher intensity. The loading that's prescribed for today is anywhere between 50 to 60% of your one rep max power clean and jerk. Now don't be fooled. Sounds like a little bit on the lighter side, right? The intent is for you to be able to get, you know, to keep moving for that 1 minute. If I made it much heavier than that, you'd get in a couple reps in the 1 minute, and that's not what we were going for today. So ideally, it's a way, you don't have to touch and go it, you can drop it from the top if you so desire, but you can move at a good steady clip and get as many safe clean and jerks as you can in that 1 minute. Put that down, clicks to the next minute, get as many toes to bar as you can in that minute, and then, now the ball's in your court on that third minute, air bike calories, right? As we all know, if you pedal casually, it's a casual workout. If you pedal like the devil is chasing you, it's going to feel like there's 4 3-minute frans happening in this 20-minute EMOM. So enjoy. You're welcome. I do it because I care. And then you're just tracking your, you know, score for each one of those minutes. Enjoy minute 4 and 5 is rest. That's why there's 2 minutes rest in there, not just one. I want you to get a fair amount of rest before you have to touch the barbell again and start over. So that's done intentionally. We've got a video showing the clean and jerk, as well as the toes to bar. Super Fitness Robot scores for this. Clean and jerk, 8 reps or more per minute. Toes to bar, 18 or more per minute. Bike calories, 20 for men or 15 for women. That's per minute. More likely time, clean and jerks, 5 or more per minute. Toes to bar, 10 or more. Bike calories, 12 for men, 8 for women or more per minute. Wild card option. Did you see this? Wild card option has one thing changed on minute one. Instead of doing power clean and jerks, it's devil's press with a pair of 35-pound dumbbells for men, 25s for women. You're welcome. Scaled option, still a 20-minute EMOM. Minute number one is power clean and push jerk or push press, if that movement is a bit easier for you. Minute two, instead of toes to bar, we have hanging knee raises or sit-ups. Minute three is still bike calories, and then you've got a couple minutes of rest, just like before. We've got videos showing those movements there. On the limited equipment crew, so they don't have a barbell. So for minute one, they're going to do as many dumbbell power clean and jerks as they can. A pair of 50s for the men, a pair of 35s for the women. But, pardon me. On minute three, when everybody else will be hopping on the air bike, they don't have an air bike, they're going to do 10-meter shuttle sprints. So mark out 10 meters, and then you're going to go down and back, and down and back, and down and back as many times in 1 minute as you can. Each 10-meter segment is considered a rep. So if you go down 10 meters and back 10 meters, you got 2 reps. And let's see. So Super Fitness Robot scores, clean and jerks, 12 or more, toes to bar, 18 or more, shuttle run, 17 reps or more in a minute. More likely, clean and jerks, 7 or more, toes to bar, 10 or more per minute, shuttle run, 10 or more per minute. And for me personally, I mark up my shuttle runs. I have the cones, lines, whatever it is. I make myself have to cross the line. Both feet need to cross the line. And then I bend down, I touch the ground with one hand behind the line. I do that each time. That way, at least I know I'm doing it the same every time. No equipment workout. EMOM 20 minute. Minute one, tuck jumps. Minute two, V-ups. Minute three, 10 meter shuttle run. Minute four, rest. Minute five, rest. Accessory work, optional as always. First one is an either or. Either the glute ham raise or the barbell glute bridge. Sets of each are listed, each has a video. I like to give both as options. The glute ham raise is fantastic, but it requires a GHD. So if you don't have that, all you need is a barbell to do some glute bridges. The other part of the optional accessory work, there's four choices. You're going to pick just one if you're even doing the accessory work, all to build some overhead strength. If you have the capacity to do all of them, then I would recommend you choose the one that's most outside your comfort zone, because that's where the most benefit will probably lie for you. We've got the wall walk, or strict handstand push-ups, or Turkish get-ups, or linchpin complex number 7. Complex number 7 is for load, one hang power clean, one hang squat clean, one shoulder to overhead. And if you're doing complex 7, that's one complete complex. It's intended to be unbroken, but you know, if you have to break it up, you have to break it up. You would perform, let's say, 3 to 5 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. You choose the loading. But whether you choose nothing at all, or you do wall walk, strict handstand push-up, or Turkish get-ups, all of those have reps listed, and we've got some videos for you as well. So, enjoy. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, cobra stretch for the abs, and foam roller for the back and lats, but of course, you can foam roll darn near your whole body. Hope you enjoyed the EMOM. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow. For the affiliates, I will see you in the next video.